Mr. President, I move that the Senate refuse to recede from its position on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2014 as amended, and request the House to take up and pass Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2014 as amended.
The Senator from Stoddard has moved that the Senate refuse to recede on House Bill 2014. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire the Senator from Stoddard?
Senator from Stoddard, you yield?
Certainly.
He does. Proceed.
Okay, Senator, for the knowledge of the body, let's talk about what happened here and the motion you're making and why you're making it.
Sure. The House has decided that the language that they had in the supplemental dealing with the distribution of the formula money is not the way they want to proceed now. They feel like that all the school districts should take a bit of a sacrifice in the distribution of the final payment of the formula money. And presently, the hold harmless districts, the way the language was written in the House and the way that we passed it here in the Senate, continues to keep hold harmless districts harmless. They continue to get the amount of funding that they had gotten in 2009, the same amount in 2010, probably the amount that they had received in 2008. That's a bit of a general statement. Some hold harmless districts have actually gotten more money because they've had a greater amount of attendance, and some other variables have taken place that have allowed them to receive more money. But what it has done generally is held them harmless from any reduction in their 2010 funding, whereas the formula districts are getting an increase, though it is a decrease in the amount of increase that they were scheduled to get if the formula had been fully funded. Okay. And so now the House, they want to undo the language that they crafted in 2014, and they want to change that language.
Okay, so they put language in originally. It came over. I offered the amendment on the floor. We essentially took the House position.
Your language was the exact language that the House had in their 2014 okay. bill.
We sent that bill back to them, and the House has now decided they don't like their position and they want to change it.
That's exactly right.
Okay, and what's that? I am married.
I think this floor leader's wanting to use an analogy here. I guess that happens in some people's marriages.
My wife tells me I'm much more tolerable when I'm here. But anyway,
I challenge that. Oh, go ahead.
They now have sent it back to us saying we now want to change our position, and your motion is, sorry, we're not going to reconsider. Here's where we are for the supplemental. If you don't like it, we're not doing the supplemental.
That's correct, and because we don't have a rule that allows us to do such a procedure. And actually, we actually refer to the U.S. Senate rules, and those rules point out that the language of any measure which has been approved by both houses is never in conference, nor may the conferees amend any part of a bill which has been approved by both houses. And so that is what has occurred here with House Bill 2014. That language was approved in the House, and the very exact same language was approved here in the Senate. And so our rules do not allow us to take that back up and change it at this time.
Okay, and I think just for the body's understanding, this is for 2010 only, and how we're going to deal with 2011 going forward is still yet to be debated.
That's correct. You know, when you offered the amendment, I said, well, that's fine for 2010, but it will not work for 2011. That
yep.
We wanted to have different language for 2011 distribution of formula money.
Okay. Senator, thank you for the inquiry. Thank you for holding steadfast in the Senate position. Mr. President, thank you.
Senator from St. Francis.
Briefly inquire the Senator from Stoddard.
Senator from Stoddard, yield?
Certainly.
He does. Proceed.
I thought you guys did a great recap on what happened here, but I just thought it the interpretation of that to the superintendents at 10 o'clock this morning was a little bit different. You know, the House is blaming us. We did what they asked. Now they're blaming us for not changing. So it's our fault.
I'm not trying to add fuel.
We did what they asked. We did it. They came back and said, well, we didn't really want them to do what we asked them to do. That's their fault. What scares me, Senator, is if this is the way it's going to be done with the budget in the next few weeks, is if we're going to do what we ask and then they blame us because we did what they asked, or should we even be concerned with that? So I just want to tell them I thought it was pretty disingenuous to tell using my name in particular, that I was creating this because I'm not going to do something illegal just because they've changed their mind and got buyer's remorse.
Certainly. Well, our rules won't allow it. And while we were debating this particular language, I got a message from the House that they felt strongly about this language and that they'd hold steadfast in conference to maintain their language.
Yeah, so we really wanted you to take our position, and we're prepared to hold it no matter what.
And that wasn't
last week. Yeah, you got Easter and stuff and rebirths and new beginnings and whatnot. So thank you, Senator. I just wanted to clarify that when my name's used as somebody obstructing something, I want people to know that when I really, really double mean it next time, I'll tell them.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on motion of the senator from Stoddard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close in your motion.
I close.
Senator Stoddard has renewed his motion that the Senate refuse to recede from its position on House Bill 2014 that the House take them and pass the bill. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is approved.